Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I'm ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. I'm going to bring some FDIC consumer tips on banking, on high-tech world, topics such as debt collector, branch closing, bank merger, and purchasing CD from a broker, and a few other things I'll be talking about as well. But I'm bringing this information to you tonight and hoping that this will be helpful to you as far as high tech, and it is really it's so amazing how fast technology is taking over the world, or has taken over. There's so many things that you can do on your cell phone, your smartphone, a tablet, a computer, and other devices. And also, now you are able to deposit your check through the ATM by just taking a picture of it, and it can be sent to be credited to your account. That is so amazing. Too technical for me. But a lot of us and all these young folks, they got it down to a T how to handle and use that smartphone or that iPhone. But tonight I'm going to be talking to you about a few things that you need to be aware of. And FDIC, they have a newsletter on tips that they give out from time to time. And you can also go on the website as well. I'll be giving you the website later that you can do this as often as you would like to, but this information is available to the public. They're giving you tips for preventing and detecting card fraud, and the stress of the importance of reporting fraud quickly, so the bank can be able to protect your money. The first topic I'm going to be talking about is solving common debts and credit problems. Debt collectors. Debt collectors have a duty to treat consumer fairly and without harassment. There's so many debt collectors out there, when they call you, they really are harassing you. And there's a law that protects you, that they should not act in this manner. Also warns of scams by people falsely claiming to be debt collector. You got to be careful with that as well. Companies such as title, lenders, payday loans, pawn shop, small loans are advised for you to be very cautious of. The best thing for you to do is go to a bank. Some of us are afraid and thinking that the bank is going to turn us down. It's best to go into a bank and try to get a small loan or a large loan instead of going to these pawn shops, these payday, and these title lenders. Their interest rate is ridiculous. You'll be paying 2 and 3 times of what you would pay in a bank. So it's better to take a chance of going in the bank and getting a decision than trying to go to those other places. So be very careful. And you are allowed, if you're also concerned about your credit report, you can get a free credit report annually without any charge and see if you have good credit or not. If you feel a little intimidated or cautious of whether you can afford to go into a bank and get a loan. Thinking about your options after a bank merges, and you're hearing a lot of that these days. There are so many banks that closed in 2000, the last couple of years. I think it was 60-something banks that closed back in 2012. But if you have a checking, a savings account, a certificate of deposit, which is called CD, your funds are secured up to $250,000. Also on IRAs, you are also secure in getting your money back from the bank. Merger, bank merger, that means one bank merging with another bank. Your funds are protected by the FDIC insurance coverage, even after a bank has merged together. And I want to give you an example. For some, if you happen to have more than $250,000 in the bank, if you have all of that money in one account, this is an example, you have $300,000 in a bank, and the bank closes down, you're only going to be getting $250,000 of that money. You'll lose the other $50,000. But one way of not losing that money, if you put it in different names, like, for instance, if you put for $100,000, you put your name on it alone. Then the other then you put the other $200,000, which makes it $300,000. You put that in another name. You put in a joint name with your husband, daughter, sister, brother, anybody you want to put that money together with, and you'll be able to get that full $300,000. So those are some tips. If for some reason you think that you won't be able to get your money back. But if you have less than $250,000 in that bank, you will get all of it. Taking precaution before buying a bank CD, that's certificate of deposit, from a broker. You got to be very careful because they're going to be quoting you with a high interest rate. There's a risk there. It's not secured like with the bank. You can lose money from that. So it is best for you to open up a CD with our bank, a small or a major bank, because it is secured by FDIC. And consumers should be skeptical if the interest rate is being advertise is significantly higher than general market rate because they may be a sign that the broker is trying to lure you into for you to sell them into a non-insured product that's not in the deposit best interest. Okay. One second. Also, technology. Using technology to remain financially fit. Personal financial management and budgeting. Well, we have someone on in our group. Her name is Sheila Coley. She can give you information about financial management and budgeting. And she might come on the line later and give you a couple of give you her telephone number, email address, and tell you exactly how to get in touch with her. She can be that financial advisor, and she can give you information on a variety type of investment, life insurance, and all those things. But she can tell you that later. Depositing checks using the smartphone and mobile phone. Well, you got to be very careful with that also. Many banks have rolled out a remote deposit capture feature that allows customers to take a picture of their check with their mobile phone and deposit the check electronically. Isn't that technology? Without visiting the bank, the branch, or using an ATM. This service becomes popular, and it's becoming more and more popular. Especially the young folks love it because they don't like taking the time to go into the bank, so they can do all their transaction at the ATM. And guess what? When you take a picture with your phone and your money is deposited into your account, and plus if you have to wait for the check to clear for a couple of days, the bank automatically gives you 200 of that check. So it's not that you can go for the next few days without any money in your pocket until the check clears. You will be, it would automatically deposit that $200 and make it available to your account. Isn't that wonderful? That's technology. Well, account alert, I want to talk to you about the mobile. Most mobile banking systems will allow you to sign up to get text messages on your mobile phone or email if your account balance drops below a set dollar amount. I like that service because if you're getting closer, if you didn't keep your balance or your checking account balance, and for some reason you get real low and you don't want to pay that $35 insufficient fee fund, the bank will alert you, letting you know that you're getting close to your balance, getting close to a small balance. So that is a great thing to have. And also, you may be able to receive text alert if the bank noticed something suspicious on your account. And it's amazing. If they see that you're going to maybe some transactions such as Walmart, gas station, just places like that that you would not normally go to, you will sometimes go to Walmart, but there's a pattern that you normally, how you go about shopping. They can detect whether there's some type of fraudulent activities being happened. So they're going to text you and sometimes they'll call you. I've had them to call me if they thought something was suspicious on your account. So that's a great service that the bank gives you, letting you know if something is going wrong with your account. Mobile bill paying. Most mobile banking service allows customers to pay companies that already have been added to your approved list on your bank online banking on the website. I know some of us might not like using the website and different things like that because we're still cautious of it, 'cause the technology is just overwhelming. But some of these, most of these things are protected by the bank. The bank going to make sure that they have a program in place to make sure that your funds are safe and available to you. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, pay your bill on time. Let's talk about the credit history. If you're able, because I know in the last 4 years we all have had we may have had some type of financial situation, but if possible, it's good to pay your bills on time. If you are late 30 days or more, the lender may report your account as delinquent to a credit reporting agency, and that will damage your credit report. And just like I mentioned before, that you are allowed one free credit report from the three different credit agencies at least every 12 months. So just be mindful that you can get a free credit report. Reduce the amount that you owe on the credit card and other lines of credit. That will help improve your credit score. Review your credit report regularly for errors or sign of identity theft. Yes, it is important that you look at it, because there's sometimes people use your Social Security, steal your Social Security number and use it, and when you look at your credit report, you see something on it that doesn't belong to you. And the three different reporting agencies that I mentioned that you can get a free credit report is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And there is a telephone number. Well, if you want to get it, you can go on the website. It's www.annualcreditreport.com. Or you can call them. It's 877-322-8228. That's 877-322-8228. You can call, but it's so easy to go on the website and key in www.annualcreditreport.com. And I'll mention it again. If you need cash, try not to go to a pawn shop, those title company in, because those rates are ridiculously expensive. You'll be paying two and three times as much as what you borrowed. Sheila, can I bring you on the line just for a quick second? Just give them some information about quick, because I do want to end with an inspirational thought that I want to read for the last 5 minutes of the show. So you got 5 minutes that you can tell them all about what you do, and you can help them. See, the thing too, they don't have to go looking for somebody to help them with their financial situation and need some advice. We've got you. I mean, you're right here. They don't have to go paying extra money to these expensive people. We can get this great service right from you. Why don't you give them some information? That and telephone number where they can reach you. Sheila?
Hey, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. I am good. Wonderful. I'm actually excited. I had a very productive today, so whenever I have a productive day, it makes me stay up half the night, so I'll regret it in the morning. But I would love to share some information. I want to share actually a few points, because we're talking about consumer tips, those ways that you want to save some money. And one of the things that come immediately to mind that I help people with, or I say help people save money on their car insurance in the state of Georgia, is mandatory. So with mandatory car insurance, you want to make sure that you're paying as little as possible. So you want to make sure that you've checked your insurance policy really well. And if you like, you can give me a call. And I could give you also a quote to see where you can lower your insurance that you pay on your car. And the same thing goes for your homeowner's insurance or your renter insurance. because the more money that I can help you free up, the more money that you can spend and invest in other areas. So your car insurance, homeowners insurance, rental insurance is one tip that I want to provide for you. The other thing is you want to take a look at your insurance policy. I know as widows, you have experienced the loss of your husband, so you know how insurance works a little bit. And if you don't have it, you definitely want to consider it, not just for yourself, but for your children, your grandchildren, any of those people that you would have to be pulling money out of pocket for. But in the area of saving money, you want to make sure that you have the right policy that's good for you. So even if you have an insurance policy, if you give me a call, I'll take a look at your policy and explain to you what you have. Because when you bought the policy, you probably don't remember everything that was said to you at the time that you bought it. So you need me to jog your memory, refresh your memory. I'll be sure to take an unbiased look at your policy and just remind you what you have, and then, you know, you'll be able to make some decisions later. As a matter of fact, you should always look at your policy every year anyway. Look at all of your documents at least once a year. Great birthday gift to give yourself. Review all of your business and make sure it's in place. Another thing is sometimes as we get older, we have money in CDs, and I have a product that I can certainly share with people, especially if you're over 50, more specifically if you're over 59 and a half. But there's a product called a fixed annuity, which allows you to protect your principal, which is the money that you put in. You won't lose it. So it pays a little bit more than a CD, but it still keeps your money safe. So that's something else. If you have money in a CD account and it's there because you don't know what else to do with it, or is there because you are scared to invest, you want to talk to me about a fixed annuity. Another thing is in the area of taxes. In the area of taxes, there's a lot of identity theft going on, so you want to make sure that your tax pay preparer is handling your information correctly, that you're doing everything that you can to guard against identity theft. The IRS is spending major money in that area. There's a lot of emails and mailings that come to your home, so you want to be careful that you don't become victimized by that. So you always want to have a professional person kind of look over your taxes or even do them. If you didn't have a professional person look at your taxes, give me a call, and I'd be glad to review it and, you know, go over any information with you on that. Last and but not least, one of my favorite things is Groupon.com, great way to save money on things that you buy. You can go online to a variety of websites, but Groupon, G-R-O-U-P-O-N, Groupon.com. Now, we definitely coupon. I know we love to clip our coupons. Mary does it all the time, our coupon. But that's what you do with the paper. But there's something called Groupons, which is online. And if you're in the Atlanta area, we have Kroger, which allows you to do digital coupons. So you don't have to actually carry all those coupons in the store. You go online, you click on the coupons you like, and it downloads right to your card. And so all you do is show them your card, your Kroger card, and it will clip off the coupons for you. And so Mary offers
you some
great.
Publix does it also.
Publix does it because I thought they said they don't do digital coupons.
Yeah, they just started.
Oh, cool.
They do theirs.
Okay,
they
well,
have theirs that you can load their coupons onto the system. And then when you go to their register, it'll automatically deduct from your bill.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. And so, you know, one of the things I share when I'm doing seminars and one-on-one consultations is that, you know, everybody wants to do financially well, but we're missing at least three things. One is no financial education. We don't know. So if we don't know any better, we can't do better. The second thing we're often missing is no financial plan. So you now know better, but you don't have a plan in place. And even though people have those two things in place, the third thing most people do not have is a financial coach. And so that's what I want to encourage everybody that's listening to get yourself a financial coach. You wouldn't be out trying to lose a lot of weight unless you had a coach. You know, if your children are great in athletics or music, they have a coach. So everybody that's successful in life, I always say, people who get paid millions of dollars to throw a ball around, they have a coach. So you want to get yourself a financial coach. And if you want to, you can give me a call. My number is area code 404-713-2390. I talk too fast, so I'm going to say it again. It's 404 713-2390, or you can email me at taxcoley, T-A-X. My last name is Coley, C-O-L-E-Y, at AOL.com. And adopt yourself a financial coach. It can't hurt you at least to give me a call and let's chat. I love widows. Widows make up a large population in this country, and so God has commanded us to take very good care of all of the widows. So I am taking it upon myself to make sure I'm taking care of you, especially those who are on the call tonight. Thanks, Mary, for the opportunity to share, and we want everybody to make the most of that $1.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Sheila, for that information. Well, we only have 4 more minutes. I want to go ahead and give some inspirational vitamin and also mention about our trip real quick. But let me talk about serve humbly. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's 1 Peter 5:5. If you believe that you are self-sufficient and do not need the strength and the guidance of God, you will become spiritually ineffective. No servant of God can be effective if he's more aware of his own ability than what God can do through him. If you humble yourself in the presence of God, your spirit is open to instruction by the Holy Spirit of God. You will focus on the truth of the omnipresent and the omnipotent, can't get it out, of God, and he will fill your heart and your life with his presence. But many disciples are unwilling to sacrifice their own thoughts and ideas and to allow God wisdom and guidance to control their lives. They revel in their own opinion, and they refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to influence their thoughts. When you humble yourself before God and are obedient to him, you will become his partner and the servant that render to him, and your fellow man carries the mark of the true Christ-likeness. Serve humbly. That is the word for tonight. Serve humbly. Well, I want to announce before we go off the air that we still have some space available on the bus. So if you know anyone or yourself is interested in going to Savannah with us, and would you believe it is next week already? Not this weekend, but next weekend we are going to Savannah. We're going to tour Savannah, and we're going to have a great time. So come aboard and join us on our trip, on the road trip to Savannah. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 770-981-9118 and be a part of this fun time in Savannah. Well, have a great week. Be blessed. And God, I love you, and God loves you too. So, humbly this week. Have a good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel,
come on, say Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
the Lord. know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.